Man, I thought Jarvis Landry sounded great. So good to have him back. It had been a minute or two. And to coin a phrase, well, actually, I'm not coining any phrase. I'm ripping the phrase. I like that energy. I do. So really, really good to have him on. That was a great conversation. We are coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. Whether you want to buy a home or refinance your current home, Rocket can. Already, Chris in Southeast Wisco has come on. He is RSVP'd. He already had a golden ticket. He was already in the field, so he was able to RSVP, and he got racked. And as he is quick to point out, it is a Dynasty Clones, and he's been racked 31 times. Coming up next hour, DJ Reed, a Jets cornerback. As I mentioned, we start hour number two. He is back. He is hyped. His head is huge. He is functionally illiterate. He owns a car wash. He's building a dog wash adjacent to his car wash. And he pulls a full-time check working here while only actually working one day a week. Must be nice. Time for Big Head Bets with James Kelly. What's up, Head? How you living? Wait, don't answer. Based on what I just laid out, pretty damn well, I would imagine. Yeah?
Yes, the energy was great. Life's great until Justin Thomas just hit me with a big fat 9-iron. So I was fantastic about 10 minutes ago. But I'm still good, Jim. I'm still
good.
Lay
it out. What happened, dude?
I was all over JT in his odds at like plus 500, but now he's tied Rory McIlroy for the lead at the PGA Championship right now. He just jammed my odds horribly, so we're trying to figure something out here, but we'll have something.
You got to bounce back, dude. You got to bounce back. You got to be flexible. All right, so let's do this. I don't need to explain what this is by now. They know what you're about. Bouncing back, being resilient, getting down, and getting people paid because you are a big-headed savant. Let's do this. Clones, get your crayons out. Mavericks v. Warriors, game two. The Warriors, let's start right there. They did a tremendous job of locking up Luka. Safe to assume he's not going to go minus 30 yet again in this series. I know they lost game one in their previous series, Head. They're on the road, but I think it's a must-win for the Mavericks myself. I do not see them beating this Golden State squad that's peaking at the right time four times in five games. What is the number that you're looking at, and how are you playing game two?
The number is Golden State minus six. To your Luka bounce back point, Jim, he should be great tonight. Nobody in NBA playoff history bounces back better on offense than Luka does. Dude averages 34.3 points a game after a playoff L. That's better than MJ. That's better than the non-angry logo for best of all time, Jim. But I'm still riding with Golden State here and laying the 6 points. Golden State is so balanced. They have playmakers, shot makers, and better passers than Phoenix did. And their defense, they have multiple guys they could throw at Luka plus multiple looks.
Luka.
Also, against the spread numbers, Golden State is at its best as a home team here, and Dallas is at its worst actually as a road dog. Overall, the Mavericks are the third best team in the NBA against the spread, Jim. But here as an away underdog, they are 10-19 on the season, hitting at 34% rate. Six isn't a great number, but considering one playoff game in the last 13 have been decided by six or less, let's go Warriors minus 6 points here.
Interesting. I was going to say, I know you, Head, and I know you don't like that number, but you make a strong case. Six is a big number. All right, so big. Golden State, big. Golden State minus six. All right, let's talk some horse racing. After seeing the long shot Rich Strike go off at 80-1 and shock the world, you probably have a bunch of casual fans looking to hit the Preakness, looking to see if he can do it again. But to the disappointment of many of those same casual fans, they're not going to run that horse back here. Instead, they're going to choose to wait for the upcoming Belmont Stakes. What that means is the Preakness, if you don't know horse racing or you don't follow this thing, it's going to look very, very different than the Derby. You're going to have a much smaller field and a heavy favorite in Epicenter. The question then is, Head, don't take it the wrong way, don't take it personally, but are you going to be a chalky, big-headed little bitch, or are you going to try to beat the favorite?
It would be easy to be a chalky, big-headed bitch here, Jim.
Little bitch
here. But because Epicenter is a damn good horse, but let's not be Let's take some shots here. Early voting at plus 450. I like him. He's only ran three times. He won his first two races and then set the pace at the Wood Memorial, where he took second after Mo Donegal, a horse I absolutely love. Ran him down in the stretch, but he's rested here after skipping the Derby, and his time there was actually outstanding. Let's take him at plus 450 and a mid-long shot, not a rich strike long shot, but Creative Minister at plus 1,000. He only has ran three times as well, and he hasn't even ran in a stakes race, but he was very impressive in the mile and a 16th at the Derby weekend at Churchill Downs. His Equibase speed figures, which is a big speed figure in horse racing, it was 108, and it's actually the highest among this entire field. You could get him at plus 1,000, so let's take two shots here. Early voting, plus 450. Creative Minister, plus 1,000.
I actually use that speed figure whenever I see one of our horses run. Equibase, you mean?
Yeah, Equibase.
108's a big number. That is a big number. I like that number.
Yeah.
All right, so common question here is, yes, the head kills it in the NFL, but does he really know anything else? And the answer is yes. We do multiple sports every single week in this segment, and we do pretty well talking pretty much any sport we talk about, including golf. Now, you did start, and you were kind of butthurt and put off about how JT did you wrong by playing well, but you've done really well in golf, especially in the majors, so let's hit the PGA Championship nonetheless. Obvious storylines. Hefty did not show his face. Given how taxing it is on the guy, I'm not really sure why Tiger showed his face, but we're here to talk about who we can make some money off of. I know you're upset about JT. How are you approaching what's left of it?
Yeah, because JT was just at plus 500. Now he's at plus 300, so I would only be able to use him as a hedge. So first off, Rory is the favorite at plus 300. JT is plus 320, so JT is now the second person. So if I want to take a hedge here, because I do love Justin Thomas, and remember, the weather conditions will change this weekend in Tulsa. It's going to be very, very windy. Justin Thomas usually plays very good, so I love Justin Thomas. Well, good. Well, damn it, I messed that up again.
Every time, dude.
Every single time.
Keep going,
Jim.
Sorry, you are consistently illiterate. Go ahead.
I'll take Justin Thomas still at plus 320 and only one hedge. I'm going to hedge with Cameron Smith. Cameron Smith, let me see his number on my DraftKings app right now. Plus 1,200. He's won two tournaments this year. Tied for third at the Masters. He hasn't teed off yet, but he is a few shots back. So let's going to go two people. JT at plus 320 and Cameron Smith at plus 1,200.
All right, so sidebar, do you think that Rory was playing really well coming in. Rory is a very short number right now. Is Rory going to go Rory and find a way to choke? Or is he going to get it done?
No, that's what I'm thinking. Choking. Three more rounds of golf here. Weather conditions. Only tied with JT are one shot ahead of him. I think he's going to choke. I don't think he's going to get it done. But he has been playing great, too, lately, so... Maybe, I mean, he should, right? I mean, he should finish here. So.
He should, but it's been a long time. All right, so listen, Head, I want to shout out to your biggest personal fan. And no, it's not me. Okay. Far from it. Your biggest fan is Bella B. She loves you. She loves Big Head Bets, and she loves when I taw hockey. So let's taw some hockey. Do you care to hit any puck on the way out the door?
Yeah, we'll hit some puck tonight. And if I'm not mistaken, she's a Calgary and Toronto fan. I'll take her Flames tonight, Jim, in game two in the Battle of Alberta.
Battle? What did you just do to that word, dude?
Battle.
Okay.
Battle.
Go ahead.
Of Alberta on the money line. Flames. So, first game, 15 goals were scored. It was the most
Battle Hawks.
It was the most goals in a playoff game since 1993. 9-6, the Flames won. I'm still going to go the Flames here. This is like a Golden State v. Dallas thing. They are the better team, but Edmonton has Luka and Connor McDavid. But let's go Flames minus 175 on the money line. And let's go Rangers plus 150 against Carolina tonight. They let game one get away after dominating the first two periods, but it should be a very low-scoring series. You have two teams that had the lowest goals against per game average in the entire NHL playing here. Rangers got to be better on the faceoffs and the power play. Maybe they could draw some more penalties. Let's go New York Rangers plus 150.
All right, so there is a ton of content that we just ran through. And before I let you go, I will have you recap it. But two things really quickly. I want to ask you about this. We don't get into this on air, but you've had a lot of success off-air betting in-game. It's not something that I've done a lot of, but it's becoming very prominent, obviously, in the genre. Let me ask you something. If you're watching, like, these bets you feel strongly about, but if you see something change within a game, will you change your bet or adjust accordingly within the game? And maybe can you float that out on Twitter to the clones so they can benefit from that as well? Have you thought about that?
I could probably float some of my in-game out to the clones more than I do because I never do. I could do that. But usually the games that I do bet, sometimes I'll double down on them. A lot of times if I don't like it before tip-off or, you know, ball is thrown up in the air in the NBA, I'll play in-game there. Like last night I played at Boston at +2.5 in-game. Usually I love in-game for NBA playoffs. But the last, like I said earlier, the 13 games, there's been an average of 22.4 points per game that the team's won by. So
brutal.
In-game has beat me a little bit there, but overall, usually I love playing that. But yeah, I could throw some stuff.
All right, so do that. Do that.
Sure.
Try that. Let's see if that works. And maybe just a bone or two in-game. Clones, follow the big head on Twitter to watch his live betting decisions. And also, how about a prop bet? The number, the over-under on dogs you can wash the first day you open up that dog wash. And where are we in terms of the construction of the dog wash?
Waiting on the electrician still. Waiting on the electrician.
Waiting on the electrician still. Of course, dude.
Yep.
Everybody's got a story about a dog wash contractor that screwed them. I'm sure you're no different. All right, dude, really quickly, top to bottom, don't get in over your skis. Run it back. What are you hitting, and how are we going to get paid this weekend?
All right, tonight, Golden State -6 against Dallas, game 2 of the Western Conference Finals. Preakness Stakes tomorrow, early voting +450, and Creative Minister +1,000. PGA, JT, Justin Thomas +320, Cameron Smith +1,200. And tonight, in the NHL on the money line, Calgary -170, and the New York Rangers +150.
The big head, James Kelly. Nice job, head. Have a great weekend. Let's get some money.
Thanks, Jim.
The big head. Big head bets. Every single Friday. It's free for now. How is that unsponsored, and how do we give away such valuable information that you can make money on? And it's free. Premium content. Not only entertaining content, but great analytical content that people are making money on. And we're giving it to you for free every Friday. You're welcome. Nice job, head. Way to go. I love the bed, too. Mav and the fellas are making their return to the big screen soon. In fact, they invited me to the premiere, and I think I'm not going to make it. Unfortunately, I know, right? Chalksack, are you kidding, dude? That's some Robert Plant stuff right there. How do you not show up for that? I know. I think I'm going to regret it. I think that I'm going to regret it because it's not like I'm not going to see the movie. So why would I not see the premiere? All right, that's the big head, James Kelly, every single Friday and then sometimes within the week itself. And listen, James Kelly and I, we're always looking for ways to maximize our betting angles, our betting content, and to blow this thing out and expand it. So if I were you, I would keep getting it for free while you can and enjoy it. Or maybe it always will be free to you, and it will find a new home. Anyway, I'm proud of that segment, and I'm proud of that illiterate big head. James Kelly, 1-800-636-8686. Jeff and Southfield again? Jeff and Southfield, back-to-back tweets. Jeff and Southfield, it must be smack-off season. This guy came out of nowhere yesterday with a tweet. I was so happy to see it. And here he is again. He tweets, Chris in Southeast Wisco is Dodger Jano's cousin. That's the only explanation, clones. He's just not. He's not. He's not related to Dodger Jano. And believe me, family's family, and we all have family. We all have issues. Listen. My old man fired me from the family business. Do you really think that I would cut anybody any slack because of family? I could not be any more emphatic. Hey, Jeff, family. So good to see you, brother. And I better see you on the 24th. but I could not be, I could do hours on this topic alone. I could not be any more emphatic that family doesn't matter when it comes to business.
Family.
If anything, I would suggest to you, don't do business with your family. You hear what I'm saying?
Family.
Don't do business with your family. I saw it. I grew up, my parents owned a small business. Every single night at the dinner table, my entire life, they talked about business because they owned the business together and did different things. My old man Jay was the president. My mom Jan was like his partner. She ran the money. He ran sales and ran the factory. They had an amazing thing going. They talked business every single night. It was hammered into my head from day one. Business is business. Business is business. Business is business. It's not personal. Business is business. The business comes first. Take care of the business. The business will take care of you. And I saw what happened when they brought family members into the business. It did not go well. I saw what happened when they brought me into the business. It went horribly. The old man fired me. Not only did he fire me, he wouldn't let me be in the business. It took me 9 months to talk him into it. So, Jeff, my man, when you say Chris in Southeast Wisco is Dodger Jano's cousin is the only explanation, clones, that's not what that is. Dodger Jano could never, as much as I love her, she could never, ever convince me or throw a family relationship around as a way to get somebody hired or somebody onto the air. It would never, ever work. She knows that. She knows that. Not even her son. Not even my son. That is not it. I really do like the guy. Chris in Southeast Wisco. I like the dude. You'd be better off arguing, Rome, it's a Wisco thing. It's a Wisco thing. Then it's a relationship family thing. It's not that. He and I are not related. Not in blood and not through marriage. Yeah, I know I spent a lot of time on that. I feel really strongly about that. Business is business. Period. Period. If Jake Rome were to come to me and he wants to be in the business, Jake is studying media to be in the business. If Jake Rome came to me tomorrow and said, yo, Pop, I want to work on the show, I would J. Rome his ass the way J. Rome roamed my ass. I said, yo, Pop, I want to be in the family business. When do I start? He said, never. I said, are you kidding? I'm your son. I'm following in your footsteps. Every dad wants that. He said, no, you're not. You've never once had any interest in this business. You cannot work here. She hit the bricks. So what Jake Rome says to me tonight, yo, Pop, I want to be in the family business. I want to work on the show. I'm going to say, you don't know anything about sports. You can't work here.
Hit the bricks, pal.
Yeah, so no, that's not the explanation. Chris in Southeast Wisco gets the run that he gets because I like him. He's good. He's good for the show. PCB Free 61. Is James Kelly going to wash dogs or electrocute them? He did say he's waiting for the electricianer. See what else we got here. This says, beware, smack off contestants. Chris in Southeast Wisco will be hunting you down. Ooh, scared yet? Anybody who counts their racked calls is a true loser. And let's check stuffed nut as to his count on racked calls. I'm calling BS on that. Kevin in Denver. Quote, stuffed nut confirmed it. Stuffed nut did confirm it, didn't he? So it's actually true. If you want to call a guy out for calling out his racked calls, that's fine. But you can't call him out for being inaccurate. He has been racked 30 times and now 31. Quote, there he is, stuck nut. Chris in Southeast Wisco is telling the truth. At Stucknut, a.k.a. Stuffed Nut. Jaime, so cool this bro keeps track of his racked calls. Sincerely, D-Bags, to keep track of how many drinks they've had. Stephen S.A., that's good. I like that. I'm going to read this as it's written. Jesus, bro. I write this show and nothing gets read, and that's fine. I'm happy to be a clone listener, not a participant. But come on, Chris. An M&M reset? A no ring, no bell, no title dynasty. Do better, bro. Lou in the 509. Yo, Louis. You're in now. You've been read now, Louis. Nice job, Lou. Way to go. That's all you have to do is just drop a Jesus, bro.
Congratulations.
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 Ray in SA writes, hey, Jim. Oh, excuse me. My bad. I'm sorry. My bad. Signed, Nick Saban.
I
don't accept that at all. First of all, it's a non-apology. And even, and by the way, it's
my
just
bad,
me.
My friend. I'm sorry.
Is there anybody who does contrition worse than Saban? He's not sorry. He's sorry that he's in the position he's in when the guy's never been more popular.
I didn't say that.
Yeah, you did actually say that, Nick. That's exactly what you said.
That was something that was assumed by...
Would you listen to this, dude? I didn't say that, and that was something that was just assumed.
I didn't say that.
I did say that. What a terrible take. You could not have been any more clear in what you said, Pops. Don't tell me you didn't say that. Of course you said that. That's why it was so great. You came right out and said in public, on the record, what all you rich eighth graders say behind everybody's back. You said it into a live mic in front of actual human beings that were alive.
Was assumed by what I said.
It was not assumed.
Not really
you said
meant.
It. Man, that is so annoying. I hate that. I hate that. You said it. Man, what a liar. I didn't say that.
I didn't say
what,
that.
You didn't say that they bought every player? We have it on tape. I didn't say that.
I didn't say that.
Hey, Nick.
I don't cheat and I don't lie.
Yes, you did.
I didn't say that.
Yes, you did.
That was something that was assumed by what
that was exactly what you said,
Nick.
All of a sudden, this dude's just stammering all over himself like he's James Kelly.
I didn't say that.
Yes, you did.
Winthrop.
Come on. Rome. Chris in Southeast Wisco is that reporter congratulating Nadal, except he's talking to himself because none of us are listening. Chris, you lost, by the way. Dino in Vegas. I'm a Dynasty Clones.
Hi.
I like it.
Hi.
I like it. I like polarization. All right, so where do you come out? Is the guy a dynasty on the strength of 31? Not one, not two, not eight, not 20, not 28, not 30, 31.
Not three.
Racked
not
phone
four,
calls.
Not five.
Does that make a dynasty or no? And finally, I am the win, tweets. We're changing the number to 1-800-636. Come on!
Come on.
What number is the apostrophe? It can only be four digits. Hey,
come
Rome.
On.
Does come on begin with a C? I thought it was an S and an H. My bad. Regards, Michael Jackson.
Come on.
No, that's Shimon, not come on. Jeff from PDX.
Come on.
All right, I like it. We will get back to JD in Nashville a little bit later on. All right, clones, you've taken this to heart. I said at the very top of the program, let's have some fun with it. Come on! It's Friday.
Come on.
We should have fun every single day, but especially today. Let's go into the weekend. Let's earn this thing. Let's do it. I've got New York Jets cornerback DJ Reed coming up at 11:20. Alvin's Week That Was next hour. The ATP next hour. Your telephone calls. Come on. 1-800-636. Come on. And come on. I want to talk about the smack off and why first timers can qualify. It's possible. It's not likely. It's not frequent. But it's not impossible. I will lay it out for you. Now, if your car squeals or grinds when you slow down, or it just is not stopping like it used to, you may in fact need new brake rotors and pads. Now through May 24th at O'Reilly Auto Parts, get 15% off a set of Brake Best Select or Import Direct brake pads and two rotors. Restore safe braking. Save money right now at O'Reilly Auto Parts or order online at O'ReillyAuto.com. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
You're listening to the Jim Rome Show.
Hey, Avi, when was the last time we went into a quarter break or a quarter segment past the bottom of the hour? That's unusual. I mean, as jacked up as this clock has been the last several months, I don't remember starting the quarter segment at 31. That's pretty amazing. Like, we're supposed to be out at 31, and we're starting a segment at 31. Can you do the math? These guys are like, dude, what do you mean you don't remember the last time that happened? It happened like 2 days ago. It happened yesterday. It happened like last hour, old man.
So I've done the math on this never-ending pasta bowl.
All right, so keep in mind, right now it's 10:31 Pacific time. I should be throwing to the bottom of the hour sports update. I'm looking at Rich Ackerman out of the corner of my eye on one of my monitors. He's like, But segments generally run 7 minutes, 9 minutes, 12 minutes. And I'm already into his segment. Excuse me, my bad.
No, excuse me,
sorry,
my bad.
Not sorry. Fire me. Fire me. At Hello Word tweets, Jimbo, on Fridays, I turn the Big Head Bet segment into a drinking game. Every language flub equals one drink. I just had to drink 52 times in 10 minutes. My weekend is already shot. It's only 10:15 in the morning. Something has to change. Either he learns English or rehab for me. Well, bro, he's not learning English. Safe to assume that, bro. I think rehab for you. At VolesFan477, throw hips, not hands.
Throw hips. Not hands.
Saban and Jimbo might have to throw out their hips.
Throw hips.
That's a good point. Not Saban hands. Is 70. Hey, Rome, Jimbo Fisher's reaction to Saban's comments was somewhat of a jungle double entendre. He should be given a golden ticket for his smack on Saban and become a member of the Rat family. Not for his looks, but for being a rat snitch. JP in Riverside, War, Delonte West, snitches get stitches.
Snitches get stitches.
All right, then. What we're looking at is getting back on the clock. And then I do want to talk about the smack off. I want to give you hope. I want to let you know that it may not be as far-fetched as it seems. I don't want to give you false hope. It's not as easy as picking up the phone, getting on the air, locking it down, getting in, and winning. It's not as easy as an 80-1 shot winning the Kentucky Derby. But it's not impossible. 80-1 shots do win the Derby. It happened a few weeks back. If you've never called the show, you can make a first-time call that not only resonates, but transcends.
Yeah, it happens.
It does happen. It doesn't happen to us all, but it happens. And I've got evidence. And I will present that evidence to you when we come back. But first, here is your sports update.
Live. Live from Southern California, this is the Jim Rome Show on CBS Sports Radio.
All right, so really quickly, I mentioned it's Mac off season, and I want to hear from the legends. Chino in San Antonio called yesterday. He qualifies as that. He told this unbelievable story, and by unbelievable, I mean like a bullcrap story, about how Scottie Pippen was promoting his bourbon, and that Gino had this incredible Jungle Tourette's moment where he was in a store with Scottie Pippen and shouted out, "No tippin' Pippen!" I'm like, come on, Gino, man. That's really funny, but that's not true. And then nobody believed it. And Gino's really pissed that nobody believed his story, and he's on hold. All right, I'm going to get there, Gino. However, I want to talk about this for a minute. I want to talk about the bigger picture. If you only now are coming out of a coma or you're fresh out of witness protection, I got a heads up for you. We are, in fact, in midst of Smackoff season, or according to Ricky in Seattle, Smackdown season.
Smackdown winners can call.
Smackdown, Smackdown, Smackdown. Smackoff. Whatever you're calling it, we are inching closer by the day to the day. The biggest day on the Jungle calendar, the biggest day on the industry calendar. There are only 23 shows. Did you hear what I said? 23 shows between today and Smackoff 28. It's not that many at all. The buildup is about to get a lot more serious. We're starting to get the legends. They're coming in. The player profiles begin next week. Even crazier, Alvy's promo allegedly drops next week, which is incredible. And I mean that in the most literal sense. Incredible. Unbelievable. Because that's what Papa Roach on the other side of the glass is trying to tell me. He's saying that he's going to deliver his world famous promo by the end of the week, which I will believe when I hear it. I feel like it's way more likely he will be creating, or in this case, procreating and delivering another baby by the end of next week. I'll just be happy if we get that promo before the week of or the day of. Alvy, know this. I don't need it after the fact. We don't need to play a promo on the Monday after. All right, Alvin? So if you don't get it by the 24th, don't sweat it at all. Yeah. Because that's the day. Yeah. June 24th. Smackoff 28, which means it's time to get in here and get your business done. Whether that means an RSVP call or swinging for a golden ticket, this is the damn time. There's nothing better than clones coming out of the woodwork during Smackoff season, which yesterday is exactly how the show ended. In case you missed it, wild, wild deal yesterday. Otis in Austin reappeared. And if my math is correct, he reappeared for the first time in 17 years. He reappeared to RSVP. Even though he does not have an invite, he wanted to RSVP.
Tom Cruise can make a comeback after almost 40 years and do a sequel to the Top Gun, and Otis can rise up out of the mothballs and try an RSVP for that there Smackoff. Hey, Rome, I hear that Jim and Fall Rivers entered a mule and a Preakness. That's whack. Speaking of horse racing, Jim, I got a couple of suggestions for names for your future hay burners. Go with Softball Guy, or my personal favorite, Poncho E. Tyrone, or Steve Elkington, or Nolan Ryan, or Eva Knievel, and that little know-it-all bastard, Bob Truax, who burned up Gus Grissom, Tom Cotton, the rest of them astronauts down there at Cape Canaveral. They know.
Like, my dude Otis vanished in the mid-aughts. He last competed in a Smackoff in 05, if you couldn't tell from his content. And while it's great to hear his voice and great to have him back, he's not actually in the field yet. Otis called up here all like, "We haven't talked in 2 decades, Rome, but yeah, I'll come to your wedding. Mark me down for a filet, and you better have some of that there. Tito's waiting for me too." As great as it was, and always is, to hear from throwback clones, what I really am looking for is fresh blood, new voices, new energy, and we got some of that this week as well. In fact, I'm still trying to kind of process Brandon in New Jersey's debut. That was Tuesday. Because this dude comes out of absolutely nowhere. And while I might not know him, this dude knows all about the show.
And Jimmy, it might be a waste of my time to bully all these clowns that won't be a factor day of, but I guess we should talk about Chris in Southeast Wisco while we're here. The hell happened to you, Chris? Weren't you supposed to be enforcing all this crap? Joe Judge thinks you talked yourself out of a job, dude. Hey, Chris, how on earth, the day after Kyrie promotes himself to Nets front office, did you manage to promote yourself to jungle sheriff or whatever you said without even mentioning it? Without even a hint of irony, Chris? Oh, and it says here you've endorsed precisely nothing so far. Throw hips, not hands? The hell kind of enforcing is that? Dude, and while we're explaining the context of different sound drops in the show, maybe you come on here and extrapolate on this quote-unquote dynasty that you keep flapping your trap about on this show. Like, what are we even doing here?
Listen, I'm not going to say that's the best first call that I've ever heard. I mean, not even top five, if I'm being honest, but pretty damn good. Maybe not golden ticket good, but definitely instant watch list good. That's the type of thing I'm looking for. It could be you, clones. It could be any of you. This is why you need to call up and shoot your shot. Everybody starts at the very bottom. This is how this works. Even for the GOAT, Brad in Corona. But one call can change everything. Bradley, for example, called here and was rejected for an entire week before he finally did get on the air and did this.
Okay, I wanted to hit on the NBA Finals for a bit. I want to talk about Kobe or KG or PP. I only want to talk about the abundance of oil on Doc Rivers' nose and forehead. Hey, Doc, you're not supposed to sweat more than your players when all you do for 48 minutes is sit on the sidelines yelling out, "That's a foul!" Rome, you be honest. Have you ever seen a face that oily before? I mean, it's no wonder oil's trading at $133 a barrel. Doc's been hoarding it all on his face for the past 2 months. George Bush wants to send troops to occupy Doc Rivers' nose. Hey, when this thing's all over, Romy, and the Lakers win the championship in seven, lose tonight by 20, maybe we could get a team of scientists to quarantine Mr. Rivers and determine how I can power my car from what comes off Doc's face every game. War Lakers in seven. War Phil Jackson playing all of the uncircumcised Euros in his lineup at the same time.
The amazing thing about Brad is the guy showed up and made that call with a certain swag and drip like he'd already won five smack-offs, like he'd been doing it for 15 years. That's how you knew he was different. I mean, I'm not going to say that I knew right then and there that he would ultimately end up the GOAT, but you could tell right then and there that was a different breed. So that was a first-time call. That was not a smack-off winning call. That was the first time he ever called the show right into the jungle rafters. And the guy's been hanging banners ever since. Once again, it could be any of you listening right now. Remember, I'm the damn idol maker. Don't you ever forget that. There could be a career for you in the making if you come up in here. There could be five GER in it for you if you come up in here. All you got to do is blow in here out of nowhere and blow us all away like the legendary Mike in San Diego did way back in 2010.
Romy.
Mike.
The Giants win the pennant. 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 Jimmy, I just want to chime in on the...
The Giants winning the pennant.
Yeah, they won the pennant, Jim.
Yeah, they did.
I just wanted to chime in on the Let's Get Weird series. You know, this World Series gave new meaning to the phrase Rocktober. I don't know what's cooler, Van Smack, the fact that the Texas Rangers dug up Frank Zappa and made him their pitching coach, or that the Giants put Rick Ocasek at the front end of their starting rotation. And let's not forget that one team had a guy named Elvis, and the other team had the lead singer for the Beach Boys put that final nail in the other team's coffin.
Hey-o!
And you know what, Jim? They were all outstanding in their field. Hey, Jim, can I have a drug test, please?
I think I can do that for you. There it is.
A Frisco fan, pass the Dutchie from the left-hand side. You know, Jim, not only did Juan Uribe and Edgar Renteria provide a lot of leather from the left side, they also provided plenty of free cron for the stoners in the city by the Bay Area Laboratory Cooperative. Romy, I'm so glad Bruce Bochy decided to bench Kung Fu Panda. Remember, Jim, when Doc Holliday dropped that bunt and Kung Fu couldn't find the bag? How can a guy that fills up an entire ballpark not find the bag? Heck, Jim, remember when Kung Fu Panda rounded third and second and first and home without even moving? I love that kid Ira Lincecum, Vance Mack. He's a total freak.
I miss that dude so much. What an absolute icon and legend of the program. R.I.P. Mike. He passed away. He was so awesome. Such a great call. I have such an enormous smile on my face right now. That guy, he was something else. It could be you. As great as that call was, most long-time, long-tooth clones will tell you the two best first-ever phone calls came from, whether you like it or not, Jeff in Southfield, who's been showing up this week, and JD in Nashville, a call that I may play on the other side of this because it was so amazing. What I'm saying to you is shoot your shot. You know the standard. I'm looking for lightning in a bottle. I'm looking for some fresh blood, some new meat. Get up in here. Take a damn hack. You might get high on that feeling. You might be better than you think. You might be a legend. The universe favors the bold, and it kicks your ass if you're a punk. So get on the blower, make the phone call. 1-800-636. Come on! DJ Reed coming up next hour. Stay tuned.